You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest looks at who makes the big political donations in the United States, how they match up with the public at large, and the differences they make on public policy. First, there's plenty of attention on House Republicans' proposed bill to replace the Affordable Care Act, but another health-related bill is making its way through Congress with less fanfare. But if passed, it could lead to a big change at many workplaces. H.R. 1313 is a bill that would allow companies to ask their employees to undergo genetic testing and supply that information to the employer, and if the employees choose not to comply, they would risk paying a penalty of up to thousands of dollars. In House committee last week, all 22 Republicans supported the bill, 17 Democrats opposed it. Sharon Begley joins us now. She's a senior science writer at STAT. Sharon, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, I gave a very nutshell version of this genetic testing bill. Can you spell out for us how it would work?
Sure. This is all within the context of what are called workplace wellness programs. And these are things that employers have been offering more and more, and they range from the, you know, non-controversial, such as healthier food in the company cafeteria, maybe on-premises flu shots at the beginning of flu season. But they also go further in many cases, requiring employees to have blood draws and other so-called biometric tests to participate in weight loss programs and things like that. So the bill that's moving through Congress says that if an employee is covered by one of these workplace wellness programs and is asked to provide genetic information, that employee must do so, supply it to the employer. There's no provision for aggregating the data. In other words, it would be absolutely possible to identify the individual. You might ask, well, who would want this? And the answer is that at least some employers, especially large ones, are just looking for anything they can learn about their employees.
Right. And the notion, again, this is under a wellness plan. So currently the company could get my cholesterol tested, for example, right? It's that kind of information?
That's right. And the key thing is that that has to be voluntary. But that, of course, has caused a whole lot of debate because the programs generally penalize people who choose not to participate, usually some percentage of their health care premiums, sometimes deductibles, copays, et cetera. So under the proposed bill, the penalties that someone who chooses not to participate, declines to provide genetic information, could easily run into the $5,000 range or more.
And you asked the question, who would want this? Have we seen lobbying? Are there corporate groups or businesses making the case for allowing this more or less required genetic testing?
So I asked that, it's not completely clear. The fingerprints are not obvious. However, one group called the American Benefits Council, which is a group of mostly large Fortune 500 kind of companies, did testify in favor of it. A similar bill was introduced in the previous Congress, so they have tried this before, and that was supported by the Business Roundtable, again, a group of very large American corporations. And the reason seems to be that they are just looking for lots of ways that they can claw back some of the healthcare spending that they already do on employees. So if they can, you know, ding you by $500 a month because you choose not to participate, that money all goes to their bottom line.
We're talking to Sharon Begley, senior science writer at STAT, about a bill before the U.S. House making its way through there that would allow companies to say, hey, as part of our wellness program, you have to provide genetic material to us. You can voluntarily choose not to do it, but it could cost you thousands of dollars. You could be docked health care expenses, health insurance expenses, that kind of thing. What, Sharon, kind of concerns have been raised about this proposal?
Well, the most obvious ones, of course, are the privacy considerations. The landmark bill called GINA, G-I-N-A, the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, that finally passed in 2008. And people thought that meant that if they underwent genetic testing, you know, through a company like 23andMe, their employer could never access that information. But this new bill says that even if you don't want to or choose not to have the employer's wellness program collect, you know, do the cheek swab, the employer would have the right to say, if you have undergone genetic testing on your own we have the right to see that information. So, again, genetic privacy is a concern. But I talk to a lot of scientists who do genetics research, and they are just terrified that if this bill becomes law, and even as it's written about, that people who might otherwise be willing to participate in studies, you know, to advance scientific understanding, and are told by the researchers, don't worry, the information we collect on you for our research will never see the light of day. No, your employer can never ask for it. No one will ever see it. Well, if this bill goes through, that is all out the window. So a number of scientists I spoke to said they are just tearing their hair out at the message that's now being sent, that people who, for altruistic reasons, choose to volunteer for genetics research, they might not any longer have the protections that they thought they had.
Let's talk about the privacy angle. As I understand it, technically, if I'm in this wellness program, I supply that information. Within the company, my name is supposed to be stripped from that data, right? It's not supposed to be directly attached to it?
That is right. Unfortunately, it turns out that what is thought to be de-identified genetic information is actually fairly easy to trace back to an individual. Obviously, genetic information indicates whether it came from a male or a female. There are genetic variants in there that indicate ethnicity. There are other things, you know, hair color, skin color. And especially if you work for a small employer, let's say there's only 20 people there, it's not going to be very difficult to figure out who's who.
And how about if this information goes to an outside benefits management company, which I understand from your reporting is a pretty big business?
It's an $8 billion a year industry now. It's just the craziest thing. So these are so-called workplace wellness vendors. And there's some dispute about what laws cover them. But the majority of the employment attorneys I spoke to said that they are not subject to many of the privacy and other health information protection laws that are already on the books. And this would make them even less subject to those laws. And already, people who participate in the programs have been shocked to see after they fill out a questionnaire or have their blood drawn and tested, a few weeks later, they're getting pitches for, and not from the wellness company, but from an outside company who they've never heard of, they're getting pitches for, you know, let's say diapers, if they said, yes, they might want to become pregnant. They're getting pitches for running shoes, if they say that they jog a few, you know, hours per week or something. So their information is not only getting out, but it's being sold to third parties.
And apart from the privacy concerns, Sharon, you mentioned laws against discrimination based on genetics, but is that a concern down the road if a company or their health and wellness plan manager has somebody's genetic profile, sees some sort of genetic-linked predisposition to an illness, that could be an influence on who gets laid off, hired, fired?
Well, so certainly there would be lawsuits if that happened, but sometimes people can't get lawyers, and sometimes the, I guess we can call it discrimination, is not that overt. If the employer sees something in your genetic information that indicates you might be costing them a lot of money down the road, maybe you have a variant associated with stroke or cardiovascular disease, or you have the BRCA gene, which increases your risk of breast and ovarian cancer. You know, I mean, anyone who has been in the workforce for a while knows that employers have sort of discreet ways of letting you know that you're not a valued company employee, and whether that message is sent because they're afraid you might cost them down the road or because truly your work did not measure up, you know, that would be a really difficult thing to prove. So again, we'll kick it over to the lawyers.
As I mentioned, this bill made it through a House committee on a party line vote. Any indication of its trajectory in Congress now?
You know, Rob, some of the biggest groups in health and medicine have come out against it. The March of Dimes, the American Academy of Pediatrics, AARP. So they are letting their representatives know that this is absolutely not only unnecessary, but just an outrage and very bad for employees as well as for science. So now that it has seen the light of day, and as you mentioned at the top, this was sort of going through surreptitiously while everybody's attention was on the main repeal and replace law. Now that people have been awakened to what's going on, it's going to have certainly more difficulty. And in fact, over the weekend, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Price, said that the bill raises concerns. So that's the first peep we've had out of the administration. What effect that will have, again, we will see.
Sharon, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Sharon Begley, senior science writer at STAT. She joined us to look at a bill making its way through Congress that would allow companies to penalize employees who don't provide genetic testing information to their employers.